This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us on the radio waves where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
And Conan.
Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the program. But we always bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting and worthy of discussion. One of them that we're going to start out with here is from Free Range Kids, and then coming up, the latest from Venezuela. It's been a couple few weeks since we've talked about what's going on out there, and there's a rogue cop who has apparently been dropping grenades from a stolen helicopter onto government buildings while, like, making videos and teaming up with a supermodel. So it's gotten really interesting out there. So that update is on the way here tonight. But first, from Rochester, New York, and freerangekids.com, one of the best, most interesting blogs, I think, on the internet. We've had Lenora Scanese on the show with us. Actually, she was at, I think, the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few years ago where we were broadcasting live. Really, you know, interesting mom. I don't know how familiar you with her you are, Conan. She was dubbed the world's worst mother.
Oh, really?
Years ago.
Who gave her that title?
It was either the internet or some TV show. I forget which. But
because she allowed her kids to
walk home.
Take
a bus home or something.
Get dirty, yeah. Actually go out and, you know.
She had like a 10-year-old son in New York City, and she let him walk home from school.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
That's what just riled up all kinds of people, and, you know, they thought that was such a terrible thing. So she started a blog called Free Range Kids, where she advocates that, you know, at a certain point when both the child and the parents are ready, that the child should be allowed to, you know, experience greater responsibilities, like taking care of themselves to get home from school or to go out to the park alone and not get arrested or not have the parents get arrested.
Now, did they throw the law at her, or was that just public outrage?
I don't recall. It's been a while since...
Because this lady we're going to be talking about in the Lego story...
They came after her. So what happened? Well, an upstate New York mom has been arrested, according to Ms. Scanese, for an unspeakable crime. She allowed her 10-year-old child to shop alone at the Lego store in the local mall while she shopped in a different store. The horror, she writes.
Absolutely. I hear these stories, and I just look back at when I was a kid.
Yeah. You know, never wanted to go to the same store as your mom. I mean, every time I was in the mall, I was in the electronics store. I was in the video game store. They called it Babbage's back in the day.
When I went to... So we lived out in the woods. So when we went to town, it was, you know...
A big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I would take my bicycle with me so that they would go shopping, and I would actually bike around Gainesville, Florida. Which is a population 100,000 city. It's a big city.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that big. I visited there once, and it didn't seem that big.
And now we're here.
Does 100,000 include the college students?
Probably not. Okay. But again, we thought that the college population here in Keene was separate, but it is in fact included. So it's not as big as we've been saying that it is. 23,000 here in Keene.
So you'd bring your bike around and just kind of go and...
I'd go hit all my stores. I'd go to the gamer store, which had all the comic books and what do they call that? Yeah, it's a game store.
Yeah, sure.
But not as in video games, but as books and comics
gamer
and
geeks.
Yeah, gamer geek stuff. And then I would hit the video store. And then eventually, you know, a couple hours later, I would have to go find them.
You'd go back to them. Okay.
And this is before cell phones too.
and so your only
option is a payphone.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they'd have to be on the other end of a payphone.
Right.
So if you get lost, oh, man,
you're lost. Did it ever happen?
I don't, probably. Or I probably had to sit in a parking lot for, you know, half an hour.
You had a rendezvous point. All right, well, right. Mom, I'll be back at this parking lot by somewhere between this time and this time.
And, you know, it was only 30 miles home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if all else failed, you just bike on home.
Well, and now, is the land hilly at all up in Gainesville? Because South Florida is all flat.
There are a few hills.
Okay.
But most of it, 90% is nice and flat, so no big whoop.
According to Rochester Station WHEC, the Ontario County Sheriff's Office says a Pittsford mother is accused of leaving her 10-year-old child alone in the Lego store at Eastview Mall while she shopped. Deputies say 44-year-old Gia Fan was arrested at about 5:37 p.m. Sunday evening. She has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Ah, yes, writes Skenazy, that poor, endangered kid surrounded by small pieces of plastic. Alert readers may recall that in 2011, a mother in Long Island, New York, was arrested for leaving her 7-year-old at the Roosevelt Field Mall Lego store for 1 hour and 20 minutes while she shopped elsewhere in the mall. And in 2015, a Lego store in Canada detained an 11-year-old for being, quote, too young, unquote, to shop alone. That child's father, Doug Dunlop, wrote a letter to the company. And I'll share that letter coming up here in a moment. But I had the, I guess, the fortune, good fortune, to be in one of these Lego stores. I'd never seen this before. You know, when we were growing up, this did not exist.
Right. There'd be maybe one row at the game store or something, and that was about as big as you got.
Yep. Or you could go to a department store like a Walmart or, you know, Kmart, and there's usually a decent selection of Legos there. But never anything that was all Lego. And I don't know when they opened the first Lego store, but I suspect it was within the last couple of decades. And now they're, you know, pretty prolific, as I understand it. I still, you know, I'm not on the lookout for them, so I probably don't notice them. And they're certainly not around here in the Keene, New Hampshire area where we live. But Mark and I went down to this Disney World. There was like a Bitcoin convention called Coins in the Kingdom that was happening at Disney World. And they have a Lego store like in the Disney World kind of zone or whatever, the park. And so we had a chance to go in there. And, like, what a great place to leave a kid while you go into the clothing store, right? Like, Mom, she's going to go into JCPenney or some boring clothing store like that. It's still boring to go to JCPenney. I mean, I'm 30s, something, you know, my late 30s, and I still don't want to go into that store. It's so dull. But, you know, I can't blame any kid for wanting to go to that Lego store. They got, like, free Legos. You don't take them home with you, but you can just build stuff. So they've got, like, areas where, you know, kids can just stand there and, like, you know, put stuff together and play with it for a little bit. And then, of course, there's the incredibly expensive Lego sets that no child could possibly afford.
You know, I had so many Legos.
Yeah.
But I never once bought a set.
Really? You just get them at garage sales or whatever?
Well, I would get them for Christmas.
Ah, okay.
And then, of course, I would get them at garage sales. I would get the big buckets of multicolor
pieces. Where people just dumped all their pieces.
And here I am trying to specialize in, like, black and white spaceships, and all I have is red and yellow, and so my spaceships would look checkered. I made some pretty awesome structures, but...
But you had fun. You had fun.
Legos is just one of those things that... the kids just don't. It's one of the things that's missing these days.
What do you mean missing?
The concept, the putting together, the building, the construction.
They're still there. Lego's still there.
But they stick within the parameters. You see, back in the day you had squares, and now you have all these specialized pieces that can really only be used for your pirate ship or for your spaceship. Back in the day, if you wanted to make a cone shape, you would actually you would have to be creative.
Huh. Okay.
And of course, you've got some of these guys on. There are Lego artists.
The pros
who are, you know, building huge constructs from Legos, and those
are impressive.
Those are impressive and expensive.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
By the way,
they've got theme parks.
I don't keep Legos anymore because they go very well on eBay.
Oh, yeah, but they do.
Buckets of any color pieces you have go very well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I remember when I was a kid and had... was getting toward the end of my Lego career. It was just getting so expensive because I, you know, my parents raised me right to where I had to, like, save my own money and buy my own Legos.
Your own video games, your own Legos. Yeah, right.
Legos were brutally expensive, and they still are.
They've only gone up.
Right. And I remember once finding a big bucket, like you describe, of Legos at somebody's garage sale for $2, and it was like, scoring the mother load, dude, because I was old enough at that time that, like, I think eBay exists. I guess I wasn't a kid, but, you know, teenager or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I like took the time to separate out all of the Legos that were in this bucket by color and put them in big Ziploc bags. I sold those things for at least $100. It was pretty sweet. I felt very accomplished. The toll-free number here, 855-450-free like freedom. So what? This is not the first time that a parent has been arrested in New York. I guess there's one in Canada as well, and this dad wrote a letter to the Lego store. I'll share that with you coming up. We'll tell you more about what happened this week with the latest mom to be arrested, and you can share your thoughts. Do you think parents should be arrested for leaving their kids in a store in the mall?
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here for bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so you can Skype on in and join us here at Skype, username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Conan in the studio with you tonight. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to continue with more about, from the Free Range Kids blog, what's going on with parents being arrested for leaving their kids at the Lego store. It's not just one parent, but more than one. And we'll continue with that story. Also, I want to let you know about Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy at Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available right now on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get your account right now for free at Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I.com. Take a look around and you can post your services, Simbi.com. Let's go to Cody in Texas. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Cody, go ahead.
I think it's pretty ridiculous that people keep getting arrested for this. You know, I'm only 38, but when I was a kid and we went to the mall, there was an arcade. And that was kind of the thing where, you know, once you tried on your school clothes or got your shoes or whatever, you got 10 bucks and it was go to the arcade. And that's where you hung out while your parents were shopping.
Great point, man.
You know, like my folks would say, you're either the arcade or the food court or you could go look at the toy store. But there was never any sort of issue with, you know, it didn't seem like it, at least, with people getting in trouble for that. That
never.
Was kind of like,
never. I mean, I remember being a little kid hanging out in arcades.
Big deal is, nowadays, I'd be way more afraid of somebody calling the cops on us, you know, versus my kid getting kidnapped or something.
Yeah, I thank you for reminding me about the arcade, because there's such a an anachronism, the few that that remain today. But those were definitely, something went wrong there. I'm not sure if he meant to hang up there. Might have been a bad sell. But he makes a great point. The arcades of yesteryear, I mean, you barely ever see these things anymore. Every now and then, I mean, I've seen them a couple of times as an adult in my life, in the last, let's say, 20 or so years, Conan. I remember one of them, I was in Texas visiting some people, and there was like, I think it was Texas. I was somewhere, it wasn't here. And it was like a like an adult arcade. They had like a DJ booth, and they had like very expensive arcade games. Not just, they didn't have
like the dance ones.
That kind of stuff, yeah. And then like the ones with like the guns that you'd shoot, and they had humongous screens, and they even had like some sort of thing that was more like a ride at a theme park than something you would see that you would think should be in an arcade. So it was like a very expensive thing where like the cheapest arcade game in there was like a buck or 50 cents or so. So you couldn't just go and plop a quarter into a Galaga game. They didn't have any old games. It was all brand new, high-end video games.
And question, where was it occupied?
Quite. There were a lot of people in there. It was basically like the equivalent of I wouldn't say it was a nightclub, but that's kind of seemed like what they were going for. Like, it wasn't dark like a nightclub would be, but it was all adults, basically, and there was alcohol being served, so there was a full bar that they had, and they were clearly, you know, marketing to the Generation X kind of millennial.
Well, when you consider the average age gamer, it's like 31, 32, 33.
Is that average right now?
It's the average age.
I wonder what the median age is, because I suspect the median age, I don't know.
Now, I for some time, have only been seeing, like, a arcade, like in a dusty corner, and it's never being used.
Where?
Just a machine, not even in
like at a restaurant or something.
Exactly.
Or
now, I actually was shocked just a couple of days ago. I went to Amherst,
Massachusetts.
No, up north of us. Anyways,
okay.
The Walmart there, it actually had a whole cubicle set up. It had like five systems, and like you said, they were all top notch. Systems, you know, dollar a play each.
Right, right.
And it was empty. The whole place was empty. And this was during rush hour. So I don't know what they when their peak hour is.
Well, there is one arcade that I remember going to within the last decade, and that's Fun Spot, which is out in Laconia, I think it is, out in the Lakes region of New Hampshire.
Very touristy area.
Been?
I've driven through there. It's very pretty. It reminds me.
You gotta go.
It reminds me of Tampa and St. Petersburg. All the little islands and It's Laconia is like a road through a bunch of lakes.
It is. That much is true.
And all you see is docked boats. It's very beautiful. It's very wet.
Fun Spot's great. It is, you know, it's like an arcade museum that you can play, right? Because most museums you can't touch, right? This one, they've got old games. I mean, we're talking about like an original Pong game. I mean, it really goes back. So they've got the originals of these games, and they're keeping them in good operating condition. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they got to repair these things from time to time, and it's probably not, you know, cheap. But if you know your stuff, if you know your electronics and how to repair electronics, you can probably save some money on it. But it's amazing.
They're probably being outfitted by an individual here in Keene who actually refurbishes machines.
Mm.
Except he doesn't just load the game, the original game, on. He'll load an assortment. He'll load a whole variety of games on,
okay.
A variety pack. And but it's all originals, you know, Pong, Mortal Kombat. You know, so you got Atari games, and you have, you know, decades later.
So you're talking about the emulator. You're talking about he's making emulator machines, because there's no other real way to do that. He's putting a computer in there. He's hooking up the joypads on the arcade machine.
He's hooking up new hardware in an old case.
In an old cabinet. Yeah, for sure. Those are really cool, because then you can have like a zillion games in one box, and that's definitely the way.
And when you consider how much space these big things take up,
yeah.
I can only imagine. I don't even know if my young millennial daughter
has ever been
to an arcade or hasn't even knows what they're like.
That's sad. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can share, if you want, arcade experiences. We'll get back into leaving the kid at the Lego store. Mom got arrested for that.
Hello?
Jeff is in Southern California. Hello, Jeff. Hello? Jeff. You know what? We might be having some technical difficulty back there. Yeah, we hear you. Can you hear us? Sounding like he can't hear us, so I want to put Jeff back on hold. We may have some sort of technical difficulty, because I think that's what our last caller was like, huh, are you there? And then he... you know, disconnected. So maybe there's something going on with the board over there at the network. So we'll check back with Jeff, and hopefully he can hear us while he's on hold and accept our apologies. So, yeah, I mean, your daughter is, what, about 20 now or something like that?
I'm pretty sure. I think she just turned 20.
It would be interesting to take her to an arcade and see what, you know, her response would be.
I think we would just look and we wouldn't buy anything. Putting money in, I mean, I have so many games at my disposal,
yeah.
And I don't have to pay 50 cents a pop.
I never did as a kid.
I have an Atari at home right now. I have Atari 2600.
Really?
I haven't had a stack of games.
But I remember when I went to arcades as a kid, I never had any money. So, or if I did, I didn't want to spend it on the arcades.
I went with my rich friends.
Nice.
And watched.
So they bought. Oh, they didn't.
Well, I would watch, and I would get like one game out of half a dozen.
I would just watch people play for the most part. Every now and then I'd play something. But so I did, when I finally went to a Fun Spot, I really splurged. I spent $20 between me and my girlfriend at the time, and it lasted us for hours. So, like, just the $20 was at least 2 hours of solid, like, gameplay between two people, more than you could possibly want to play. And then they, of course, have, like, you know, kind of the other kinds of games that you would see in an arcade, but they weren't video games.
Like the ball toss?
Or ski ball,
that
stuff. Yeah, they got all that stuff there. It's a pretty cool little hangout. It's pretty unique for I think probably most of New England, if not the whole country, just because of the selection of old games that they've got. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Conan in the studio here tonight. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Great website to go to learn the basics about Bitcoin. They have their own wallet now, by the way, so there's a Windows version and several other versions, phone versions, of course, at Bitcoin.com. So if you want to get a Bitcoin wallet, they can hook you up directly or recommend a bunch of others over at Bitcoin.com. If you're brand new to Bitcoin or if you're old school, you're going to find useful information there. Bitcoin.com, they got the latest news headlines about what's happening in the cryptocurrency world. Also, you can play games with your Bitcoin, and they've got a forum. You can go to forum.bitcoin.com. It is not censored, unlike some of those other Bitcoin forums out there. So go and get interactive and connect with other Bitcoiners and learn more at Bitcoin.com. We're going to try the phones again here. I'm told by the board op that it is now working, and maybe Jeff can hear us this time. Jeff, are you with us?
Yep, I'm with you. I can hear you. All right.
Yes, good. We have you now. Go ahead. You're calling from California.
All right. Well, I know it's a bit off topic. I heard you guys talking about arcade machines and such, but I was wondering if I could talk about some of the riots going on in Germany.
Yeah, of course. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want.
Lots of violence, lots of fire. I did see that there was a protest, a peaceful protest, where they did like an art show where they were in gray colors covered in clay. And I realized that a lot of these people, they don't really believe in the JQ.
The JQ?
Which is the idea that Jews control the whole media. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry, Dad.
You're sorry, Dad. Okay. So I guess that was a troll call. I'm not real clear on what that was. But anyway, yeah, there's some riots over in Germany.
There are always G20 summit riots.
Right, wherever they hold the G20.
The big ones were in Canada a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm.
Let me guess, it's the anarchists who are destroying property, and I mean, I don't know, I haven't seen the stories.
This would be something that I would want to protest if I, you know, would get off my butt and actually go out to one of these events. But
is it really worth it, though?
Well,
why?
I mean, when you think about what's actually taking place, you've got the big bankers, the big establishment, actually going around and having these meetings and discussing how they're going to spend our money. And, you know, that's something that I'm against.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I would want to be caught with these people who are
right.
The supposed anarchists who, well, they have, and one good aspect, they hate the wars that are going on, according to what they, you know, their talk and their, what they put out in their pamphlets and whatnot. So they're against the war. That's good. But they're also anti-capitalists. So, I mean,
right.
these are the Bernie boys for sure. And they,
sure.
They see that there is a problem, but they have incorrectly identified that problem, and I think they're going after the right people, but their message is wrong.
But half the time, not only is their message not what we would necessarily...
And they're being violent about it.
Right.
You start fires in garbage cans, you've already shot your argument.
You throw a garbage can through a Starbucks store window or something like that, or some other private property.
I don't know that they would go that far with Starbucks, maybe a shoe store or something. But Starbucks is one of their places, right?
No, it's an evil corporation.
But that's where they get their... Where would they get their...
No self-respecting, lefty is going to go... No self-respecting anarchist in the streets should be caught dead at a Starbucks. I'm sure there's plenty of hypocrites that would, but they shouldn't go into a Starbucks. But, you know, it doesn't look... Because I'm specifically remembering one of these incidents where a Starbucks window was smashed. And it was probably smashed on purpose. And these people are known for destroying private property and targeting business owners rather than the government. Look, if you want to go smash the police department's window in, you won't hear me say that, you know, that's a bad thing.
If you want to get in your helicopter and drop bombs and mortars on top of the city council building and the police and the fire department, well, maybe not the fire department, but the police department. Go right ahead.
I don't support violence. I'd like to point that out. But I don't feel bad when property that is the government's, because technically it should belong to all of us, when that property gets destroyed, I don't feel bad about that. When the occupiers, remember Occupy Wall Street and the other occupies from, what, like 6 years ago now? When Oakland Occupy, which was one of the more, I guess, extreme occupies, went into the city hall, they destroyed that place. And... they, you know, okay, you've destroyed City Hall. You finally have targeted, you know, some of the people who are actually causing the problems that you deem to be an issue.
Except they left or were arrested and it was over, and then they had to rebuild with taxpayer money, and they probably built it up twice as strong and twice as big, which is what they do.
Yeah, that's
true. So, I mean, it's...
Is it counterproductive?
I'm all about just letting it collapse on its own. It's going to collapse soon.
How soon, though, Conan? I mean, they've been
It's all about the pensions. It's going to be government pensions first.
And what did I hear about Illinois? They are in a bad way today. I heard on the morning news that Illinois is going to have to raise their income tax again. It wasn't but a few years ago or several years ago where they, like, increased their income tax by 25 or 33%. Well, now they're saying they're going to have to do it another 33%.
Not surprised.
To the state. Now, the state income tax is something like, you know, 1.5% or whatever, or some smallish number. But increasing that by 33% is still going to hurt a lot of people.
And, you know, it's not going to be these young millennial anti-capitalist antifas that I'm really concerned with.
Mm.
The people who are going to be burning the buildings down, it's going to be the teachers, it's going to be the police officers, it's going to be the fire department.
You think they're going to burn their own buildings down?
They're going to burn their own damn buildings down.
Why would they do that?
Because they're not going to get paid. And they're going to be like, well, you see what we can do.
Some of them are going to want to go back to work.
If they look far enough into the future and see that that's not an option any longer.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Eric. He's in Delray Beach, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Hi, guys. Good evening. I'd like to react to that crank guy that just called you.
Uh-huh.
The JQ guy. Okay, JQ. You're not aware what that is, right?
No, and I've already forgotten. Jewish something or other?
Okay, good. Yeah, exactly. Jewish question. So just as you see Antifa aim super low and, like, you know, destroy a trash can, mm-hmm. you've got these trolls all over. And, you know, they've infested libertarian circles. And yesterday we saw a particularly vile display of that when a certain individual, I'll not name, but a famous alt-right, you know, Pinochet guy or whatever, mm-hmm. affiliated with some new upstart site.
Hello?
Say
that again.
You said something about affiliated with a site, and then kind of it trailed off to silence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's a gentleman who writes for. I'm trying not to get specific because I don't want to. Okay. You know, it's your station.
You don't want to promote him. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. He made this number. He's been doing the parentheses thing, the echoes of the Jews, which are, you know, apparently.
I don't know what that means. The parentheses. What does that mean?
It's they use three parentheses before and after people's names that are Jewish or have Jewish names or are somehow affiliated with Judaism.
Is this some sort of alt-right thing to, like, identify who's Jewish by putting parentheses
it's
around their names?
Nazi,
like a secret Star of David they assign to a name?
Correct. And this guy has been elevated to the level where he's got thousands of followers. And he said, he's been doing this, he actually did it to me. And I'm not Jewish, but I have a Swedish name that sounds Jewish.
Okay.
And, you know, he's just like, whatever. So anyways, he makes this statement that a big tent libertarianism put the L parentheses on each side, the three parentheses, in libertarianism. You know, he's just like, anything that goes wrong is the Jews did it. The Jews
it's pathetic.
Are
I mean, it's just
the libertarian movement and being libertarian or whatever, you know.
He's saying the Jews are in control of the libertarian movement? Is that what he said?
Apparently. I guess Rothbard's in heaven with...
There is nothing these people can't do, apparently. Hey, Eric, thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We'll continue.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And join us here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Conan in the studio here tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We haven't even gotten back into the story that we started the show with, which was about a mom who was arrested in the Rochester, New York area for the dastardly crime of letting her 10-year-old son hang out in the Lego store while mom went to do some other shopping in the mall. Basically the exact same scenario that every single child of the 80s and 90s has probably experienced more than once in his or her life. Apparently that is now illegal in some places. We'll get back into that story, but ended up getting callers on calling about the situation in Germany, where apparently the G20 meeting is happening again, and of course, as tends to happen during these G meetings, they end up having riots and protests and violence outside. That led to another call about the alt-righters, who are sort of, so you've got the Antifas, who are the lefty violent types, and then you've got the alt-righters, who are also sort of the right-wing equivalent, if you will.
Has there been any instances where alt-right has actually done damage? Or do they just talk?
They talk about
there's
it. Yeah.
They're big trolls. Antifa has actually gone out and flipped things
That's
over
true.
And set fires. Alt-righters. But you know,
the alt-righters have been attacked by the Antifa people.
But alt-righters have guns.
They do. That's true.
So who would you be more fearful of if you... Because we're right in the middle of these knuckleheads as far as the rebels are concerned. I mean, we're a type of rebel. But you got the extremists on either side of us.
We're peaceful, though.
Exactly. I don't want any damage done to anybody, anyone's property or their persons.
I don't hate people. I'm not against any kind of person. There was somebody calling about the Jewish question, whatever that is. which you were doing some research a moment ago, Conan. Apparently it's the question that the alt-righters ask themselves about what they should do about Jewish people.
Well, it's not the alt-righters. Because they're the only ones around actually asking the question. But the question has been asked for a good long time. For centuries.
Decades? Centuries?
Centuries.
Okay.
And the question is, what do you do with these capitalist Jews who control everything?
Which is ridiculous.
And it was Russia was asking it, Germany was asking it, yeah. Great Britain.
The idea
and then you have the alt-righters in this present day who are...
there's plenty of Jewish people who don't control anything.
Who need a scapegoat.
Right? There's plenty of Jewish people who don't control anything. They just control their own lives. They're not running banks. They're not, you know, ultra-wealthy. So for people to just rope every Jewish person into some sort of conspiracy is ridiculous on its face. But beyond that, Jewish people aren't in control of everything. We had Libertarian Banker in the studio with us about a week ago, and he said that he has worked in banking for more than a decade, and all of the executives and bank owners and, you know, people that he knows are all Christians. They're all white Christian males. You know, so it's just absolutely absurd.
Those are the ones that we see, Ian.
Right. They're being controlled.
Correct.
Right?
We don't see the real puppet masters.
It's just such paranoia and such conspiracy, claptrap, as far as I'm concerned. Are there some Jewish bankers? Yes, of course. There are all kinds of people who are bankers in the world. Are there some wealthy Jewish people? Yes, of course. Are there wealthy Jewish people who want to have control over others? You better believe it. But are there also Christians who want to have control over others? Yes. Yes, there are. Are there, you know, Muslims who want to have control over others? Yes, there are. Now, should the Christians and Jews and Muslims who want to control others want to control others? No, they shouldn't. If they actually want to follow the teachings of their God.
According to their faith, they should not be in that neck of the woods. They should be minding their own business.
Right. So
taking care of their own.
I mean, there are definitely people
trying to make the world a better place.
There are people who want to control others, but they're the problem, not their religion. It's not their religion that's the problem. There are plenty of people who have the same religion that don't come to the same conclusions about wanting control over others.
Well, I suspect their true religion is the all-powerful dollar bill.
Or the state.
And they want more of it. And in order to do that, they have to be, you know, crafty.
Well, that's not true, right? Like, you can get plenty of dollars by giving people what they want. That's the usual formula for getting getting money is by helping people get the things and the services that they want in life.
And if you want to stay in business for year after year.
Yeah, because otherwise they're not going to come. You know, if you treat people poorly, then their word of mouth is going to get around that you're running a bad business, and hopefully you'll be put out of business. So, I mean, regardless of all the conspiracy about Jewish people, I think it's ridiculous. We still do have people out in the streets in Germany, and they're protesting at the G20 summit. According to CNN, German riot police have clashed with up to thousands of protesters in Hamburg. As world leaders, including Donald Trump, arrived in the city ahead of the G20 summit, which began today. Throughout the afternoon of Thursday and Thursday night, police used water cannons as protesters threw bottles and smoke bombs during the anti-capitalist Welcome to Hell march, which began about 2 miles from where the summit will be held. Firecrackers and bottles were also thrown at riot police, who attempted to disperse the crowd as police helicopters circled overhead. The clashes began after police ordered many protesters to remove their masks. At least 76 officers were hurt, including one with a serious eye injury after a firework went off nearby. Hamburg police said it was unclear whether that figure included two officers whose sight was affected by someone pointing a laser at their helicopter. They didn't give the number of injured protesters and bystanders, but said that one person had been arrested for throwing a bottle. There were about 8,000 protesters, according to the police estimate, a far cry for the 100,000 that were expected on the 2 days of the summit, and the protests dissipated at around midnight. One protester, Nicholas, a 21-year-old student, said, quote, I came here because, in general, I'm totally against the G20 summit. It's the root cause or reason for what's going wrong in the world. Wars can be bad, but capitalism kills, he says.
Well, I'm a little more concerned with all the wars that are being waged in our names.
Indeed. But this is a person who can envision himself being in charge of a war someday, in which case, you know, or somebody that he loves, like Bernie Sanders.
Well, as soon as he gets out of his student debt. And moves out of his mom's basement, and actually gets a real job that's not serving coffee.
Julia Reusing, age 27, from Frankfurt, was upset that police disrupted the demonstration. She said, quote, "If this is all we can do just for showing our opinion and giving a statement, and if the state forces are just shutting us up, I mean, what kind of state do we live in?" She said about authorities' initial moves to control the protests. There were also periods of calm during the day when demonstrators marched through the port city in northern Germany, home to about 1.8 million people. But after nightfall, there were flames in the streets as marchers reached the Rote Flora, a building that has been a traditional gathering spot for leftists. A pile of trash was set on fire in the street. Police used a water cannon to put out the blaze, which consumed bicycles, bags of trash, and other items found nearby. In another area of the city, one car was destroyed by a fire. So, you know, it goes on, and these protests are likely to continue to go on as the two-day meeting will, I guess, kick off today and will continue through tomorrow.
I'm surprised. I'm reading this article. So there was one individual who was a climate change protester, but nowhere in this Trump hate. I find that curious. This is CNN. You'd think there would be someone in there who's like, yeah, because I know that they had prevented Melania Trump from exiting her hotel room, but no mention. I find that surprising.
Well, you know, I mean, it is happening in Europe, so there are probably some people over there that, you know, they may not like Trump, but he's not their president, right? So they're not as concerned for it as they might be concerned with
as
what's
they would
going
with,
on.
As they would with Merkel.
Or what's, yeah, whatever it is that's happening in their country. I'm sure there's people from all across Europe who've come to this. But if you want to share your thoughts with us, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, I mean, are protests really going to change anything? Was during the Reagan administration, I'm forgetting the name of the gentleman who made the quote famous, but it was a really good one, and I think really poignant, where he said, let them protest, so long as they pay their taxes.
Yeah. Well, question. Here in our country, the Boston Massacre, which was a type of a drunken lot of individuals who came out of the bar and decided to get a little rough with the redcoats. Question, how much, and I, you know, that was something that we actually learned in public school, so I guess it had some standing, but how much did it have as far as starting the revolution?
I don't know.
Or is it just a story that is kind of stuck? It's just one of those, you know, drama, crazy stories that just has all of the elements that make it worth remembering.
Yeah, I mean, surely there were other massacres that that occurred. Why that one?
Well, I'm assuming. So you're asking if the riots really matter. I don't think they are until something like that happens, where there are actually not a police officer getting a fireworks in the eye, but actually 20 students getting gunned down
or something like that.
That's when it's going to hit the fan.
Well, they've got good ways of avoiding that from happening, Conan. That's why they bring
the
water cannon.
Great. Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, or they got the sound generating device. LRAD or something like that, 855-450-3733. We're going to get back into that mom that got arrested because we haven't even really scratched the surface of that story for letting her child shop by himself at the Lego store. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.